We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Miami Heat went down 134 to 121 against the Boston Celtics, but I'm going to call it a moral victory. Welcome in to another episode of Red Hot Hoops here on Odyssey Podcast, available on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. Alex Dono alongside the man they call Hollywood. How you doing, Wood?
Alex, I'm good, man. I got to tell you, I don't know how many people can see us or not right now, but I'm loving the old Reebok Heat jersey. And I love that you're showing the Canes a little love, man. Canes hoops is heating up here, so we'll get to that a little bit later in this thing here. But I'm loving the old Reebok jersey.
Yeah, this is the most recent Heat jersey that I own. It's a 2005 Shaquille O'Neal. That is the most recent jersey in my possession. I've got a very old Alonzo Mourning from when I was in middle school, and it just doesn't fit me the way that it used to. Okay, the Miami Heat in Boston on Wednesday night. I wasn't expecting a dub, all right? And we knew heading in, Jimmy Butler wasn't going to play. We knew basically everybody who did play is questionable, nursing some kind of an injury. And this game was a lot closer than the final score would indicate. I mean, Boston started lights out, and Jason Tatum, who we're going to talk about, was a huge part of that. The Celtics is one of the best offensive teams I've seen in the NBA in years. They are just playing at a historic level so far. And yet the Heat were able to keep this one close throughout. They're down only 3 points with 5 minutes to go. I thought Bam, despite, getting ejected, fouled out late in the game, played really well with his 23 points. Max Strus had 23 points. Tyler Hero added 22. So without Jimmy Butler in Boston, I don't know what people expected, but I came away feeling all right about the Miami Heat.
I agree with you, Alex. I think I'll take the moral victory. Let's start with that. Yeah, I'll take that here. I agree with you. I think this team, for them to hang in there and be in this game and keep it close without Jimmy is big, because, again, Jimmy is the guy that's going to come in and make plays for you down the stretch. And I really hope that he's back for Friday's game. I want to see this Heat team as close to full strength as possible against the Celtic team, because I'm curious to see, how well they can hang out. Can they go up there and get a win? But that is, and you're right, though, that is a really, really tough team. And, between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you have two elite superstars over there. And the Celtics are going to be very tough to get past here for any of the Eastern Conference teams. I think you probably get to the finals this year. I would still put them in that category as best team in the Eastern Conference right now. I think the Bucks are in there as well, but those are the top two teams in my view right now.
This, and I totally agree with that. This was one of those games where, hey, you're not going to beat the Boston Celtics, especially on the road, on a night when Jason Tatum ends up scoring 49 points. And it wasn't like the Heat were defending him particularly poorly. I mean, the man could not miss. He hit his first 5 3-pointers in the first quarter, hit 8 of his 12 3-point attempts. He took more trips to the free throw line than Miami's entire team did on what? Like, he looked like Michael Jordan out there. Jason,
I know Bam
Tatum
was not happy about that. Bam wasn't happy about the free throw discrepancy in this game here. I'm not big on focusing on the officiating. I just think it kind of is one of those is what it is things, and you got to move past it. Jason Tatum is on a small list, right, of guys that can have, the high 40s, the 50-point games. He's on a very small list. We saw Devin Booker do it in three quarters the other night. I think Jimmy Butler is a guy who's on that list when need be, right? And Jimmy is certainly not a guy who likes to have that kind of scoring responsibility, but there's a small list of guys that can do that. And Jason Tatum is one of them. He's incredibly impressive. And, you know, I think it's tough when you have a guy go off for that kind of game, Alex, because you know with the Celtics you're going to get stuff from other players on that team. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you defend that guy any better than you did, but that's, you know, it's one of the top – I don't know where you put him, top five superstars in the league.
You brought up the free throw thing, and listen, I'm going to put you on the spot because, like, I know you just said I don't like to complain about officials, but – it's one of those things where, you know, not only is Tatum getting some superstar calls, but it's, you know, you feel like the home team usually gets more calls in a big, tough game than the road team does. I wasn't particularly happy with Tony Brothers last night. And listen, it goes both ways because I remember, you know, show we did a couple weeks ago after a big win over the Phoenix Suns. I was watching Phoenix Suns post-game coverage, like their guys, and they were whining and complaining about not getting any free throws. So it's something that happens in the NBA, but it's like, you know, you're without Jimmy, you're going up against like a historically good offensive team, and you're not getting calls. And you're getting, you know, the calls are going against you in the case of Bam. I was frustrated.
All right, so it's funny. So on my way back from the Canes basketball trip in Connecticut, I had a little time to watch some movies, and I decided to watch the Tim Donaghy movie. All right,
good call. I need to watch that.
All right, so you do need to watch it, especially if you're one of these conspiracy theory people about the officials and they like certain players, they dislike certain teams, coaches, this and that. And that stuff gets addressed in there, and they go, you know, there was a scene in the film where he calls Jordan for a travel, and they go, hey, he goes, that's the new rule. We're supposed to call that on people, and they go, no, they don't want you to call that on Jordan. And they would show different, you know, officials that would dislike different certain coaches. They got into one of them didn't like Riley. And, you know, look, I don't know how much that stuff is real. I don't know how much of that stuff really plays into anything, Alex. I've always been of the belief that officials just want to do the best job they can and be done, right? Isn't that what everyone wants to do? You want to do your job to the best of your ability?
Hold on, I got to interrupt because was it Steve Javy that didn't like Riley? Because I remember they always used to get into it. The guy with the great hair, Javy, like he hated Riley.
It was. And so, you know, Donaghy would know in advance, obviously, which officials didn't like certain guys. And that's kind of the way he would base his picks. So, you know, again, I don't like to believe that. I don't think that anyone really, any official would go into a game and really, you know, try to lean one way or the other. I just think everyone wants to do the best job they can and go home. But I don't know. That's why I think this is all funny, because now I think of it in that way with everything that I saw in that documentary. It's a little bit different way to look at things here.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Red Hot Hoops here on the Odyssey podcast network. You know, some things officiating aside that I did like about that game. So Tyler Hero, you really see his offensive aggression happening on a consistent level. I love that little runner that he's been using in his arsenal. There was even an instance last night where he missed the runner, but he got the offensive rebound and put it in. We saw him attacking the rim with dunks last night. And the version of Bam Adebayo that we've been seeing the last couple of weeks, if we can get this consistently at a time when hopefully everyone can get healthy again, because this has been, it's been embarrassing how we're in the first day of December, and like we're heading into games where, you know, where there's only four healthy guys on the injury report. That was the case the other night. You know, we had some good stuff from Lowry. Max Strus scored 23 points. So you've got that all hands on deck mentality right now. I think it's safe to say the Heat's offense, despite missing Jimmy, was not the problem last night.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think we both were in agreement early in the season. We said the Heat are going to have tough times winning in shootouts, right? Games that are played in the 110s, 120s. This game was played in the 130s. So I think the Heat, regardless of how healthy they are going to have trouble hanging in that sort of a shootout. You look at the lines last night and Tyler Hero, you know, the 22 points, the six rebounds, but I love the nine assists. You know, that means that he's really, really getting after it and really meshing well into this offense. Bam Adebayo had another good game here. And we talked a lot about Bam, Alex. You know, we said that Bam needs to be the next guy to step up for this team. They need another all-star caliber player to go alongside Jimmy Butler. And it's I don't know if it's funny, it's ironic. We were talking about, you know, how will they look without Jimmy Butler, because we know Jimmy's going to miss some time, right? I feel like we probably said that in the last episode. And we're seeing it now. Jimmy's missing time, and, you know, I don't know, there seems to be a little bit of a he can play, maybe he can't play thing kind of going back and forth here. I hope that he's available for Friday's game. I you know, obviously they need him out there, and it'll be interesting to see this team again with a full complement of guys, how things work, especially with Tyler, you know, leaving him in the starting lineup. I'm intrigued to see how that looks here. Do they start to mesh a little bit better than they did in the early part of the season?
Well, here's the latest on Jimmy from Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. He tweeted out on Thursday afternoon, the Heat are still anticipating Jimmy Butler rejoining the team today, Thursday, in Boston at some point after missing seven games with right knee soreness. Heat and Celtics play again tomorrow night before Miami moves on to Memphis for a Monday game. So it sounds as though they're expecting Jimmy to play. And usually the Heat don't let stuff like that leak out if they're pessimistic. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing where it's like, let's make sure that the Barrys and the Ira Windermans of the world know what we're expecting, because we want some good news to trickle out there. Usually if there's bad news, the Heat are pretty good at hiding that stuff. So I feel pretty optimistic about Jimmy. And listen, I would never guarantee victory on the road against a team as good as the Celtics, but I give the Heat a real chance on Friday night. Because first of all, for as good as Jason Tatum is, he's not doing that two games in a row. Like, he's not going to be shooting at an unconscious level two straight games. It's just, if it is sustainable, he's the new Jordan, he's the new LeBron. So it's not sustainable for two consecutive games what he did the other night. And, you know, adding Jimmy, not only does it give you another option to hit big shots on offense, but the defense he's going to do on Tatum is going to be invaluable, and it's going to allow Bam a little bit more defensive freedom with Jimmy in the lineup. So, I was impressed that without Butler, the Heat kept it as close as they did. And if Butler's back in the lineup tomorrow, I think it could be a very close game.
Do you look at this though as Tatum's going to get his, but we got to be cognizant, we got to be careful about what's going on with these other guys here. I mean, Jaylen Brown is another star, hit you for 26 points. Malcolm Brogdon off the bench gives you 21. So, you know, I just think, and, you know, obviously you got to limit the damage, right? 49 points on 15 of 25 shooting is not something you'll probably see again, but he's going to get his points, right? That's just the reality of the situation here. He is going to score. And the question is, with a team like this, can you limit the damage of some of these other guys? Marcus Smart, you were able to hold him to 10 points, but he still did some damage with 9 assists and 5 rebounds. But, again, like a guy like Brogdon, who's a nice addition to their team, I think that's where the concern lies is, you know, you're going to give – Jason Tatum's going to get his. He's going to get 30, whatever he's going to get. But how much damage do these other guys do?
I think that's well said, especially from the Celtics bench. Like, I was actually impressed that the Heat held the Celtics bench to only 28 points, because you usually, mm-hmm. That's like, it's the way we used to talk about the Heat's bench last year, just what a deep team the Celtics are. So certainly that's going to be a key. When we come back, want to give you guys the inaugural edition of our Heat stock report, whose stock is rising, whose is falling, and you know, who we may be buying a little bit of stock in before the next game. So the stock report is coming up next. Miami Heat are going to take on the Celtics again on Friday. We will talk about it here on Red Hot Hoops.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are Red Hot Hoops, an Odyssey podcast, bringing you everything you need to know about the Miami Heat. So I want to introduce the Heat stock report, who's rising and who's falling. Now, I just want to get this out of the way, because if you're thinking about who we're buying stock in before the next game, with the Heat set to take on the Celtics back-to-back trips, they're doing this now in the NBA. Heat are going to be back in Boston, still in Boston tomorrow night, taking on the Celtics. I would definitely be buying Jimmy Butler. You know, he has missed the past 7 games due to injury. You know, we've seen him. They managed to win a handful of games without him. But, you know, certainly you add him into this mix, his defense, another scoring option against the best team statistically in the league right now. I would be buying heavily on Jimmy. Now, another one, Hollywood, that I am, I consider this to be a rising player right now, and I didn't mention him in the opening, and I want to mention him now to give him some credit, but I was really impressed with what Haywood Highsmith did on Wednesday night against Boston. I mean, this is the Heat just managed to find these guys, another undrafted guy, played Division II basketball, and the Heat always find uses for players like Highsmith. 16 points in 26 minutes, shot 6 for 9 from the floor, 4 for 6 from three. And again, offense was not the problem for Miami. Miami shot 52% from the floor overall, 18 from 40 from beyond the arc, and a handful of those were hit by Haywood Highsmith. And so, you know, I'm really impressed. He's played at least 23 minutes in each of the past 4 games. And so this is a guy who's been deputized, he's been called into duty, and he has been rising to the occasion.
All right, so I'm going to start with Jimmy Butler, okay? And I'm going to put a hold rating on Jimmy, okay? I'm not buying, I'm not selling. I'm telling everyone to hold on Jimmy here. How's that for a little curveball for the first Heat stock report?
I like it.
I need to see consistency from Jimmy when he returns, Alex. I need to know that he can stay out on the floor and continue to contribute at an all-star caliber level before, you know, I make any major judgment on him, right? I'm a little bit concerned with the amount of games that he's missed already early in this season. We talked about it, you know, at length. We talked about Jimmy and, you know, his ability to stay healthy. So I think you got to put a hold there right now and just kind of see, can this guy you know, can continue to contribute, and can he remain healthy? That to me is a big thing here. And then as far as Highsmith goes, I'm all in. I'm buying that stock because you're buying at the bottom, right? Mm-hmm, so that's I think, you know, usually when I really buy stocks, I usually buy them at the top and watch them sink to zero.
That's
so
most this of one us.
So this one actually I'm trying to get in on in the early going here. I'm getting in early, and we'll try to ride him to the moon here, Alex. But I think. This is a nice find here by the Heat, and I'd like to buy the stock here at the bottom.
Now, you're my stock expert because I think you make slightly better investments than I do. I've got a lot of crypto that's not doing too well at the moment.
Okay.
Now, you talk about buying low. Would you buy low on Duncan Robinson, or are you just is that a meme coin at this point? Are you staying away from Dunk, or are you buying low? Because obviously his stock has been pretty low.
So you're saying Duncan Robinson has been oversold here.
He's the Shiba Inu of the Miami Heat.
So I'll tell you, here's my stock analysis for Duncan Robinson. I would buy Duncan Robinson only in the hopes of a buyout. Right, I'm hoping that if you buy stock in Duncan, that some one of these teams out there is like, all right, I need a shooter. The Heat don't seem to have too much of a use for this guy. I'm gonna buy him out, and so that's kind of your only hope with Duncan Robinson. What did he play? 11 minutes the other night. Again, he's just not gonna be successful in this role, Alex. You can't take a shooter and throw him out there and basically, you know, hey, if you're hot, you can stay in there. If you're not, you're out, and we'll give you a couple shots to see if you can figure it out. It's just not the reality of how a shooter like that works. And I think that, again, I like Duncan Robinson, but a change of scenery might be in the works here at some point. So I'm not necessarily selling. I'm buying because of the fact that I think there could be a buyout in the future.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. You know, it's kind of like a pretty solid stock. It's more like a mutual fund that you always know, like, it's going to be pretty steady. It's not going to get too high, not too low. Caleb Martin, like, he's just a steady player. It's like you're not going to get a lot of volatility there. But like, if you buy stock with Caleb Martin, it's like having a high interest savings account, right? Very, very high floor, very low ceiling.
Yeah, I think maybe Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin get into that. Max Strus, too, by the way, get into that very safe hold stock. So I love those three guys. You know, I think the guy that, you know, maybe has the most upside right now, I'll continue to go to this, is Tyler Hero. You know, I don't know what role he will end up in ultimately here, Alex. You know, do the Heat decide at some point that he's better off coming off the bench? When Jimmy comes back and they get a full compliment again? I don't know. I don't know if that'll end up happening, but I think Tyler Hero has the most upside out of any player on this team.
Are you buying stock in the royal family? Did you see that Prince William and Kate? What if she's the Duchess of something? Is she the Duchess of Cambridge? William and Kate were at the game. Do you think it was it a little bit strange because they were their home crowd with the Celtics? They were wearing blue. Like, were they trying to go for a neutral color? Like, I kind of thought maybe they'd be wearing some green to support the home team, but maybe they wanted to stay neutral.
So I'm not like a 1,000% up to date on all this royal family stuff now. I know that there's the couple that got thrown out of the family, right? They're different than those two, right? That's Kate and the other one.
It was Harry and Meghan Markle that got. I think they quit the royal. Like, I don't think they got booted. It could be one of those.
Was mutual? Was it one of those things where it's like, all right, mutual?
Yeah.
Where they say that, you know, that's how they like parting of the ways, right?
Yeah.
That's how they phrase it when a coach leaves or something. I like, dear England, I apologize for the segment on the screen right now. I like that, Marcos. But
also, like, should they have been welcome in Boston in the first place? Because, you know, the ancestors of the Boston fans are the ones that dumped the tea of William and Kate's ancestors in the ocean a few hundred years ago. Like, I don't even know if they should have been welcome there.
You're getting way too advanced for me, but you know it's nice when you get a high class breed of fan up there in Boston. Usually, it's like the Dave Portnoys of the world sitting courtside. So it was nice to see the Royals there.
But yeah, no, you're right. So the ones that got booted from the family, it was William's younger brother Harry, who's got much better hair than William. He's got my same hairstyle.
Okay.
and Meghan Markle. They're the ones who left the family. William's going to be king someday. Whenever Charles kicks the bucket, William's going to be the next king. That family seems to have good genes, because like the grandpa lived to be like 100, and I think the queen lived even longer. So it could be a while before William gets his time there, if Charles lives to be like 98 years old. So I apologize to the entire United Kingdom for whatever we just did there. The entire Commonwealth, even Canada, I think falls into that umbrella. I apologize to you guys. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the latest ridiculous and maybe not so ridiculous Miami Heat trade rumors here on Red Hot Hoops.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On Red Hot Hoops, we like to monitor the trade rumors, because I think we all agree the Heat, they're going to do something. Probably they need to do something before the trade deadline. So I look at players that are being linked to the Heat, and one name that's never going to go away, and he wants to be traded, and I would imagine Miami's one of his preferred destinations, is Jay Crowder. And he was written about just this week. Bleacher Report did a most likely trade target for every team, and they brought up Jay Crowder for the Miami Heat. They say the Heat have struggled more with injuries than anything, but their decision not to retain or replace PJ Tucker this offseason remains a head scratcher. Caleb Martin has done an admirable job of expanding his game to fit a larger role, but this forward group misses Tucker's tenacity, toughness, and occasional three-point shooting. They say Crowder could help fill this void. And of course, Crowder had a cup of coffee in Miami, was a very big part of that NBA Finals run in the bubble a couple of years ago. So this is one of those, and obviously this not nearly as splashy as the names we were talking about preseason, right? When we were talking about guys like Kevin Durant and Donovan Mitchell, Jay Crowder is obviously not that flashy, but he's proven to be an Eric Spoelstra type of player. He's filled that role in a Miami uniform before. This could be a very sensible move if Miami could swing it.
Well, you know, Alex, it depends who you have to give up. That would, you know, obviously be the first issue here. And I mean, I'll ask you this. Does Jay Crowder result? Does he bring any wins to the table? Like, I mean, do you feel like, all right, now Miami's getting, you know, X more wins, you know, amount of wins this season? To me, it doesn't add up to wins. I think he's a decent piece, but is, you know, I don't know what you'd have to give up at this point. It just is, you know, you mentioned PJ Tucker, and I really liked PJ Tucker the year before Miami got him. He was with Milwaukee, and I just thought he was such a fantastic defender, especially in the playoffs. You know, he made such a huge difference for that team. And I thought he made a big difference for the Heat team last year defensively, was just such a key for him. So, you know, maybe Jay Crowder can fit that role to some extent. Again, I don't know, you know, that he results in added wins for this team. Is it a piece that you can add for cheap? Then maybe it's something you explore. I still think Duncan Robinson has to be moved. I mean, if you can't find a use for him, you got to move him. But, you know, the Heat are not in the best situation ever when it comes to trying to make a move here. They usually find ways to make things work. But I don't, outside of if you want to go for a name bigger than Jay Crowder, I don't know how Miami makes it work at this point.
Well, another name that I've moved past this for months, because this guy gets brought up in trade conversations every single year. And I want to bring in our producer, Marcos, for this one, because Marcos also produces the Tobin and Leroy show. And, you know, you guys were talking the other day about, you know, Zach Lowe still talking about maybe the inevitable possibility that at some point Bradley Beal could end up in a Miami uniform. That seems like the most played out trade rumor to me. This guy's going to be a wizard till he's 50.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. Bradley Beal to Miami is the most overplayed thing you can possibly discuss in regards to who to add to the Heat roster. That Jay Crowder's getting close. Don't get me wrong. I hear Jay Crowder to the Miami Heat over and over, but Bradley Beal, like you said, he's going to take the money. He's going to be, I think Tobin brought this up on the show, he's going to do the same thing that Damian Lillard did, and why wouldn't he? He's going to just milk that contract until the end. He's never going to leave. He just likes attention, dude. So I'm going to put this on the screen. I'm over Bradley Beal. I'm over him.
I'm just over Hollywood. The fact that, I love Beal as a player, and he's flirted enough with Miami, and he's just flirted with the Lakers. He's flirted with a number of other teams where it's like, I love to have him, but I can only get rejected so many times. Like you see, you know, you go to the same bar every weekend and there's this 10, like how many times do you have to ask her out and get rejected before you just kind of put your tail between your legs and move on with your life? That's where I'm at with Bradley Beal. I've moved on.
Well, one other thing that I think needs to be noted is you know, the Heat have to go after a player of need here, right? A position of need. And I don't know that shooting guard or a wing is really like a position of need for this team. Like if I had a wish list, that would be way down there. And, you know, the fact that Kyle Lowry is playing as well as he is kind of makes you not worry about the point guard position as much anymore. But man, if you're going to add something, I'd like a little bit of depth, perhaps at the four, at the five. You know, I think that's an area of need. Listen, all due respect to Udonis Haslem. I love Udonis Haslem, but the fact that he is playing minutes at this point, be there a little bit short.
He played nine minutes last night.
Don't you slander Udonis Haslem.
I'm not slandering him, but I'm just telling you, I think you need to go after a position of need. And I just don't think do the Heat need another wing? I mean, is that really what we need here? We need, you know, because how does he mesh with Tyler Hero? To me, that's just not an area of need right now for this Heat team.
Yeah, I agree. You know who's someone, though, that I did? He was on the trade market prior to the season. A lot of people were mentioning that, you know, obviously everyone has a chance to go into the Miami Heat, but he's not only requested those trades, he's been responding in the season. It kind of makes you look like, damn, maybe we should have taken a flyer on him. Miles Turner, man. Guy's doing his thing over there in Indiana. He plays a position of need that we could have done. And I really feel like it's something that could have helped the roster.
I love how I see everybody in the building walking by Marcos. I just saw Miho and Jay Figg walking by. Things are happening there at the Odyssey Plex. So
yeah, that'll do it for it's a happening spot today, apparently.
Before we wrap up this episode, let's double down on some Heat Celtics predictions for Friday night, because I think the Heat are going to keep it closer. I don't think Tatum's going to score damn near 50 points again. I think they're going to hold him to like a respectable 32, 33 points. With Jimmy Butler presumably back in the lineup, the Heat's defense is going to be much tighter. I'm going to predict an L because I don't want to be too much of a homer, but I'm going to go Boston 115, Miami 113. I think it's going to be a really close game and yet another moral victory, because I think the Heat are going to fight till the final couple possessions. What do you think, Hollywood?
I agree with you, Alex. I think the Celtics are way too tough down the stretch. I think as far as fourth quarter closers go, that team is really difficult. The thing is to beat the Celtics, you need like a monster game from a Jimmy Butler. You know, you just do. It's so tough to beat those guys. You saw what he had to do last year in game six just to will his team forward here. So I don't think they're going to have enough firepower right now to beat the Celtics. Again, I'm all about beating the teams that you're supposed to beat. Here, if you're the Heat, you're not supposed to beat the Celtics right now. And I do think it'll be a better game. I think the Heat can hang. I think they can keep it close. But I don't think when it comes to the closing time, I just think there's too much offensive firepower on that Celtics team. They just have too many guys you can go to down the stretch.
What do you think?
Tell you what, I didn't realize I was doing a podcast with two guys with no guts. All right. I think you guys are right. Nah, I'm going to be honest. I think you guys are right. I think the Celtics, last year, defense was their identity, and it seems like they figured things out on the offensive side of the ball. So I think you're right, Dono. Another moral victory, but another loss in the column for the Heat.
So I guess our next episode is probably going to be a moral victory breakdown. But if it's a victory breakdown.
Listen, nobody likes a moral victory show than me, okay? I love moral victory shows. I've got, you know, we've done, Alex, those Canes post-game shows that you do, that there's got to be some moral victories in those, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I –
Hey, you want a winning team, man. My Canes hoops. They keep getting the job done.
Right.
Beat Rutgers last night. It was a great game with the Watsco Center. They throw a little shout out in there for those guys, man. They've been very fun to watch this season. So no more victories with those guys. They're actually winning.
You could say Miami, you could say, was the deciding factor in the ACC Big Ten challenge, because the ACC went 8-6 against the Big Ten. So if Miami had lost, it would have been 7-7. So we helped decide that ACC Big Ten challenge. But huge, huge shout out and thank you. And guys, make sure, because, you know, we're still very new here at Red Hot Hoops. So if you can help spread the word, we'd appreciate it. And you can find the show audio versions on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your pods. We're going to be starting video very soon. I think we're going to have some announcements to make on that within the coming days or coming weeks. So there's going to be a video version available, but audio is available anywhere you find your pods. So we'll talk to you again on another episode of Red Hot Hoops right here on the Odyssey Podcast Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.